from 3 to 7 p.m. every day, live, right here on The Roar.
Mona, 25th. I hate to even use the word anniversary. It's the 25th remembrance of 9/11. You get this one, Ramona. How about this? Every time I think I've seen all the crazy you can possibly see, Shelley Cates Headon, a Democratic candidate for North Carolina House, wrote that she thinks our only salvation is for another attack on U.S. soil, preferably Alabama, Louisiana, where the stupid people are.
I mean, who says something like that?
Well, she also went to Dachau in Germany and apparently said, in front of a concentration camp, and wrote this: "This is where Trump supporters belong, in the gas chambers at Dachau."
I just don't understand any of that.
It turns out, Ramona, that she was actually the target of a police investigation for spousal abuse. Her husband was the victim twice.
And she's doing what now? She's a senator.
She's running for North Carolina
She's
House.
Running.
Yeah.
For a representative.
Yes.
Great.
I mean, she needs to be in a mental hospital. We need to open mental hospitals back up.
You can run if you have some sort of
I don't know. I guess she wasn't charged. I guess she wasn't charged with a felony. I don't know.
Come on, what is wrong?
I just have no idea. I mean, on 9/11, the 25th memorial for 9/11, this woman's writing that she hopes for another attack, but she wants it to be in Alabama or Louisiana, where all the stupid people are. I mean, this woman has an IQ.
Gosh, this is amazing. I don't understand these people at all.
This woman has the IQ and common sense of a demented gerbil, but she's talking about other people being stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, your mind is so twisted and so blanked that it's amazing you can function. What she can't. She'll be the next person you read about. That's where we're headed. That's an aside. It just popped up in front of me. Bob on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. How are you, Bob?
Doing well. Well, I appreciate you and Ramona.
Thank you, Bob.
Helping to educate a lot of the, you know, it's sad. I'm a former teacher and coach, and it's sad that a lot of young people are, you know, not aware, fully aware of what happened. But anyway, quick story. I know y'all swamped.
And by the way, Bob, thank you for what you've done as a teacher and as an educator. It matters. You people play far more important roles in this world than I do.
Well, thank you for that. But anyway, I remember the Braves used to, you know, they were still playing on TBS. It was 2001, and you remember we had a little delay in sporting events. Maybe we missed a Saturday in college football, and some schedules were rearranged. Well, anyway, the Braves were visiting the Mets, and I didn't, I watched religiously, you know, the Bravos,
right.
And that night they had a special event and recognized a few, and it almost, I hope I can get through quickly. It brings emotions to me just thinking about it now. And I sit there and the announcers were emotional, and I was emotional, and I'm not ashamed. I'm a man, but I'm not ashamed. I cried my eyes out.
Right.
For what, when I thought about what had happened. But anyway, yeah, I mean, we love our country, and God bless y'all, and God bless everyone that serves our country.
Thank you, Bob.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too, Bob. Thank you. I appreciate that. And yes, yeah, look, you're not a human if you didn't cry over this. You're not a human if you watched 9/11 unfold and didn't cry. I mean, I'll just never forget it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was the most crazy, intense emotion and a wild swing of emotion I've ever felt in my life. I felt horror, terror, deep sadness, like every fiber of my being, and the most intense anger I've ever felt in my life, all at the same time. And on this day, every year, it all comes back. It all comes back to me. Every single emotion comes back to me. We need to do some business. We also need to get some football at some point here. Chad, I'm coming to you. Let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. You know, by the way, great place to go feel a little bit better. Go watch some football games. They will have all Clemson, South Carolina games on. They have giant screen TVs all over. They're made for it. And by the way, father's Clemson, son is South Carolina. They got you covered every which way. If you're looking for a great place to watch games, Moretti's is a great spot to watch games. So if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot or dinner spot right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden's the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road toward Malden. You're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo New York-style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime, dinnertime, anytime. The Stone Oven Pizza has thicker than the New York City crust. Light, crisp, never doughy. It's incredible. Ramona and I have had it. We love Moretti's Pizza. We also love their wings because they're authentic Buffalo wings that you can only get in Buffalo or in Malden at Moretti's. They're just better. You just need to try them. Trust us. Ramona and I have both had the wings. The wings are unbelievable. And then the beef on whack. It's the greatest roast beef sandwich you'll ever put in your mouth. It takes them 8 hours to cook it. They slow cook it. They thin slice it on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish and odd juice. It's a Buffalo classic. It's a power lunch and dinner favorite. I have had it. It is incredible. You will 100% thank me later. Now, these other things, I haven't tried any of these yet, but I know they're all great. Moretti's has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pastas, appetizers, and more, plus a full bar and a great sports bar vibe, especially their famous Little John Coliseum table. By the way, they donated a dinner for 10 on that table that I auctioned for big money in our last Tigers for Tata's auction. So great people, too. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-through, hit Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden. Just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. To the phones and the Pratt Injury Lawyer of phone lines and Tar Heel Chad. Chad, good to have you. Thank you for getting in.
Well, I appreciate you doing this. When I was in the Navy in the mid-90s, and I was on an aircraft carrier, CV-67, the Kennedy. We were doing a lot of work in the Middle East, and this was in the infancy of kind of the Al-Qaeda. I never thought in a million years that it would have happened on our soil. And the one profound statement I remember that night, whether you like Bush or not, I really don't care. The statement when he said that freedom was attacked today, yeah, and freedom will be defended.
Yep.
That has stayed with me since that day. And
yeah, 100%, John.
It's hard to talk about, but man, every time 9/11 I think about it, it's just because after that, you saw teamwork from a lot of people, whether you were black, white, didn't matter. Everybody kind of came together.
Exactly.
And I still want to think today that statement that would happen again if, God forbid, someone ever tries to attack this country again, that we will defend freedom. That's all I got. Take care.
I think you're 100% right. Thank you for your service, Chad, as always. Joe, and then Georgia Greg on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Joe in Virginia. Joe, good to have you. Joe, as always.
How's it going, Walt? Good, Joe. Thanks for you and Ramona for doing it. It's a tough show, but it's a good show.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, I'll just be honest. You know, people talk about heroes, and like when I grew up, man, my sports heroes was Jesse Owens and Babe Ruth.
Yep.
You know, I you know, those were the two guys. I was a track and sports guy, you know, more into that before football, before anything.
Jesse Owens shoved it right down Hitler's throat and asked him how he liked
it. That's right. That's right. And then shook his hand to boot.
That's right.
You know, one of these guys I've already talked about in the past, but like I thought about, you know, I probably should bring him up again because he was victim one of 9/11, and his name was Daniel Lewin. He was he was on a flight that hit the World Trade Center, and if it's okay, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about him and what he
did.
Daniel Lewin was a he's 32, 33, had two kids and a wife, and he went to MIT and he came up with an algorithm that ended up, you know, being the you know, if power goes down, the news networks are still up. He came up with that.
Wow.
And on one of the flights, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the flight, he saw them taking out the box cutters and stuff. He went after him, and he got stabbed in the back. He went after him. So apologies for being graphic, but I think we need to honor people who
100%, Joe.
You know, the other guy, and I don't know if you know about him, Oriole Palmer. He ran marathons, and he was running in. He ran into the tower with a 40-pound kit, and he with his team, and he went from, you know, ground floor all the way to the 78th floor, and he made it. And you could hear him like going floor by floor while he was going up. Walt, he I don't know how you say this, unclogged the elevator. You know, redid it so the elevator could go down with people. And then he said, okay, the elevator, this is that. And he was like, you can literally find him on the 9/11 commission report. And he's like one of the only ones that made it to that blast area. And then, unfortunately, it collapsed. But, you know, he ran marathons, Walt, and he went in.
That's incredible.
And one of the thoughts that I kept thinking about this week was like, you know, I have friends that served. I met a guy that, you know, went in with the Rangers. He had some great stories about him going all around Afghanistan, but he said when it happened, they all went to the base. Nobody had to tell him anything. When I was up here in, you know, Helene and stuff happened up here, you know, people rang the bell and answered the bell. You know, people dog the country. They dog Americans, but that's a bunch of crap. We take care of each other. Our brothers and sisters always take care of each other. And that's my message today. There's a lot of crap out there. We always take care of each other. And the people that brought the buildings down don't live anymore. There's a reason for that.
That's exactly right.
We take care of each other. But that's my message. We'll talk sports another day. How about that?
Thank you, Joe. That's great, Joe. It's awesome. By the way, I don't know that Joe would want me to mention this or not, but Joe comes from a family of military people. And I know for a fact that Joe wanted so badly to serve his country. And there was a physical reason why he couldn't. But trust me, no one ever tried harder to serve his country. He tried everything. He wanted so badly to follow in the footsteps of his family members. And to me, that's just as important. Nobody cares more about the military than Joe does. Joe and Matt, his brother. The only thing they agree on, Ramona.
I've always noticed that
over
the years of talking to them and hearing them on the phone and everything.
That
doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's 100%. Georgia Greg, I'm coming right to you on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line on the other side. Don't move, and we will get to you. Let me tell you about Yoders. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina. Really, Fairplay is based in Yoders. I mean, that's how big it is. It's just massive. With the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region, mission accomplished, Yoders offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoders. Yoders Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. By the way, when it comes to philanthropic efforts and people you want to do business with, Yoders is amazing. I'm not sure I know any business who's done more philanthropically than Yoders has. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003. 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoders Building Supply, quality is more than a way of life. It's a promise. Trust me. It's, in fact, I actually just said that backwards. Let me try that one more time. At Yoders Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. That's how it works. And it is a way of life at Yoders. They're just, not only do they offer the widest selection of building supply materials anywhere. I mean, it's a Horatio Alger story. They grew up from one truck to become this wild success, and it's all about serving the people. And so if you're a professional, you know, it's the greatest union of all time. It's you and your ability combined with Yoders and their ability to provide you with the best in building materials. At Yoders Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's, in fact, a way of life. We'll be back.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. The Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls is back in action this week as the high school football season roars into week four here in the Upstate. As always, join Grayson Mann and me live as we break down all the action before, during, and after the game on Friday nights. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 p.m. with kickoff at 7:30 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, Clemson football is back, and Bud Light is bringing something special to Tiger fans this season. Keep an eye out for the limited edition Clemson Bud Light cans featuring Clemson-inspired packaging made for football season. Available now at Ramona tells me you have a Yoders story.
Yeah, I just heard your commercial. Well, I got 11-year-old Shepherd, really bad arthritis, ACL surgery, really bad hips, and she takes a shot of Librela, and she lives off gabapentin. Well, Yoder Naturals out of Fairplay has hemp dog chews. 2 in the morning, 2 at night. She acts like a puppy. She's off all the meds.
Really? How about that?
I mean,
that's a Yoder's endorsement. I didn't expect to have. So again, these are the hemp chewable for dog arthritis.
Yeah, well, it's just it's for dogs' aches and pains. But I'm telling you, 2 in the morning and 2 at night, and I got two more shepherds, and she used to kind of lay over in the corner, even though she's the alpha, she'd lay over in the corner. Yeah. She gets out there now, and she mixes it up with them. I'm
really?
Telling you, it is amazing it did.
What's the brand, do you know?
It's Yoders.
It's all natural,
but
okay. It's actually their brand.
But Yoders offers it on their website, and their website is Yoder's Naturals.
Okay. All right. I'm going to check that out, Mark. Thank you, Mark. That's a great story.
I would highly recommend it.
All right. I'm doing that. Thank you, Mark. That's a good job. Thank you.
Thanks.
How about that? That is an endorsement of the type for Yoders I would never have expected, Ramon. Unaware of that. You know, I've heard tell of that, but there's a... That's pretty unique. How about that? And I'm glad that I mean, That's a miracle for an 11-year-old shepherd.
And aren't shepherds usually have problems with their hips?
They do have problems with their hips.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, I think part of it is their build. You know, their build is a little different. Their back end is lower than their front end. You know, and so their build is a little different. Plus, you know, I think we've Americanized them, which, you know, we call line breeding, but which is, you know, it's the same thing they do in West Virginia. They call it line breeding too.
Oh, come on.
Let me tell you about, what am I telling them about? Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. It doesn't get better for a sports fan than Twin Peaks. Are you kidding me? 29 degrees. First of all, Ramona, it's still like 100 out. I mean, it's the middle of September. You know, it's like 100 out. 29-degree draft beer served in frosted mugs, giant man size. It just doesn't get better than that. You know, when the weather people are telling you, well, it's 95, but it feels like 117. Man, you need to get into the cool, rustic mountain lodge atmosphere for a big man size 29-degree draft beer served in a frosted mug. Made from scratch, comfort food, wall-to-wall TVs, every game, every fight, every big moment. Twin Peaks girls delivering that signature lodge experience. Burgers stacked high, cooked to order, smoked in-house wings and brisket, signature cocktails, ice cold drafts, seasonal specials, limited time menus, happy hour deals. It's the ultimate man cave sports lodge. UFC, boxing, football, basketball, if it's on, it's here. Massive screens, perfect sight lines, game day watch parties, event nights like bikini night and others. Your lodge away from home, high energy fun and friendly atmosphere, scenic views that have made Twin Peaks so famous, the perfect spot for guys' night out, after work hangouts or weekend escapes. Come hungry, leave victorious. Cold beer, hot wings are the best views in the game. That's a fact. Where every seat is the best seat in the house. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. There's no place like it for a sports fan. I tell you all the time, you know, the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the food. The food is outstanding. Daredevil called the other day and went on and on about the Philly about the Philly cheesesteak. He put
a
video.
I wanted it.
Yeah, he put a video up. It was so good of him enjoying the Philly cheesesteak at Twin Peaks. Get to Twin Peaks. Go get yourself a Philly cheesesteak right now. You'll thank me later. To the phones, it is Alan and Trent. Alan, how are you, Alan? Good to have you.
Hey, Dr. Walt. How are you, sir?
Good, Alan. Thank you for getting in.
I was going to call you today. I was on the way to the airport, and I had to jump off, but I wanted to talk to you about some observations about Clemson, but we will save that for another day, sir.
Well, you can do both. You can do both, whatever you want.
Well, you know, and I think you're on a very serious topic, and I think we need to, you know, when you talk about one-third of Americans have been born since 2001, and unfortunately I was in New York when it happened. And I don't know if you've been getting some first-person observations, but I would love to give you a couple if you'd like to hear.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I was on a train on an Amtrak coming up from D.C. for some meetings in New York, and the worst thing they could possibly do is put me in the quiet car, and you and Ramona can shake your heads to that. So they put me in the quiet car, and so as people were stopping at stations on the way in, we heard rumors of an airplane having crashed into one of the towers, but it was a small plane, and they said, oh, it's an engine. There's an elevator fire. There's a fire in the top of the building. So basically, we came up from one of the tunnels as you get into Newark, and they stopped us dead in our tracks, right, excuse the expression, on the tracks, and we were looking at the buildings. And you could see one of the towers off in the distance, and it was, you had smoke.
Oh, wow.
This was prior to the second aircraft. And then they cleared us because they basically stopped all transportation. Then they cleared us into Grand Central, which is Madison Square and all that stuff. And we came up, and I turned to my sister, and I hope it doesn't sound bad, but I said to her, we're getting the hell out of here because, you know, there's 10,000 people at this place. We don't need to be standing here.
Yeah.
At that point, no one knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So we were about 44 blocks at that point from the buildings, and you could see the gray smoke. I mean, at that point, the smoke was coming up, but the second plane had hit. And the people were coming. I mean,
but at this point, did you still believe it was a small plane and it was an accident, or did the?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm having problems hearing you.
At that point, did you still believe it was just a small plane accident, or when they stopped you? When they stopped you, did they?
Yeah.
Did that lead to the realization that this must be something bigger than that?
Here's what I did. I called Ruthie. I called my wife on the phone. She's in South Carolina. I had CNN on. She was literally trying to get the kids out to Pelham Road to get them to school.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, what's going on? We're being told there's been... But she was actually telling us what CNN was reporting at that point, probably Bernard Shaw. And I was telling the people in the train car what was being reported by CNN.
Yeah.
But at that point, again, it was only one plane. And you know, I think they're thinking, okay, one plane.
Right.
But when the second one hit, I think that's when people knew this was a different ballgame.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I want to tell you was it was odd in the fact that it was a beautiful day. I mean, it was a September day. Gorgeous blue skies. Temperature couldn't have been more than 70 degrees. I mean, you're gorgeous. You don't get that weather in New York very often. But what people were doing were just streaming off the lower part of the island. And what was happening was, and I'm being serious, people were stopping. They would walk like a half a block, and they'd stop and turn around and look back. And it sort of reminds you of some cheap, bad Japanese movie with Godzilla.
Yeah.
They're looking back as in disbelief of what they've seen or what was behind them. And they were just streaming out the bottom, I guess, from the island. And I just have to tell you the two other observations that are interesting, I think. One was the F-16s, and I'm not military, but I have military in my family. I think it was the F-16s. It came in late, unfortunately. And I have to stop there for a second and think for a moment to say, you have a lot of military that listens to your show. And could you imagine that these people have been in the military 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Could you imagine if they were given the orders, and they probably were, to shoot down a commercial airliner?
Yeah.
And I have to, I worry about things like that because other parts of the world don't have that problem. They can do it without thinking about it. But we do have a very different belief in that. But you know that if it had not happened in Pennsylvania, they would have had to have probably done that to save the White House or the Capitol. And I just don't even want to go to that point. But it was a clear and beautiful day. And
well, and for President Bush to have had to have made that call would have been just devastating to him.
Yes. Yeah, agreed. My wife's actually in College Station as we speak and was invited to go this morning to the Bush Library, you know, in College Station O'Brien for the 9/11. But what I want to tell you was that these aircraft were so low over New York City. And you know how the city's built sort of like concrete jungle.
Yeah.
The sound of those engines outside of Donaldson when you see them practicing, the sound of those engines of the planes were so low to make sure, I guess, they wanted people to know they were there. Now, let me get to Chapter 2. Chapter 2 is I had to get back out of New York, and there was only going to be, obviously, no air flights. Amtrak was running one train out of New York to go back down the line to D.C., to lead crews into the place because they knew the planes were grounded. So they were going to try and get their crews in place because they knew people were going to have to, the trains were still moving. So I was able to fortunately get on that train. I offered them money. They didn't want my money. And I sat on the train with crews as they were taking all their way down and stopping in every city. And you had to be cleared from city to city as they worked me back down to D.C. Now, fortunately, my family had an extra car and I was able to get it. And I want you to hear this part of it. I actually drove, and if you know D.C. at all, and you don't need to, but I drove along the parkway, and I actually particularly went by the Pentagon. And I specifically drove that way so I could drive by the Pentagon, so I saw both of them within 24 hours. And I have to tell you, that's something I will never forget the rest of my life.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure you won't. Alan, I appreciate the story. I appreciate the firsthand account.
I hope that I'm trying to personalize it because TV does so much, and the video does so much. I just talked to somebody who said they worked at the Marriott. There was a Marriott located between both of the buildings. And she talked about some of the people that got killed at the Marriott from the debris coming down from the building. So, you know, there's just so much, Walt and Ramona, that we just have to count our blessings every day.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And thank you for letting me talk
about
that.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for sharing
it,
Alan. Thank you. Yep, we appreciate that very much. All right, it's actually Georgia, Greg, Trent, and Bengal John. When we return, we'll be back.
The Tigers are finally back in Death Valley. Get ready for an action-packed game day as Clemson returns to Memorial Stadium for their home opening clash with Georgia Southern. Tune into the Clemson Athletic Network starting at 4:30 p.m. for the Tiger Tailgate Show, which leads all the way up to a 7:30 p.m. kickoff with Don Munson.
Jarvis Green, and he got another chance to play this weekend, and as always, he's looked good every time he gets an opportunity, so maybe he gets an opportunity moving forward. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Ramona, we have done this show for 20 years on this day. I don't know the exact number, you would know. But for 20 years or so, since we've done this show, we have done this 9/11 show on every day. Every single 9/11. So, you know, 20 times we have done this show. I think this is the first time that we have ever made it, ever got to 5:53, in other words, the final hour, without a single word of sports. We always interject
too.
Sports. There's been zero today, not any. Now, we're going to insert some here in the final hour. We're also going to play the piece that we created one more time because people have asked for it and because I think it needs to be heard. These are the voices that should never die in our memory, never. Again, I go back to I'll get that in a minute. Let me get to some of these calls. Georgia, Greg. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. I hope you are.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
I haven't called much lately because, I mean, to be honest with you, Georgia's season doesn't start till the fourth game of the year against Oklahoma. But I did want to call today just to appreciate you and Ramona for what you do. Always been a fan of your show. And
thank you, Greg.
I had to call in to just say, hey, man, you're really on top of it with your respect for the nation, respect for people. And I'll throw a little sport in here because I did not have any family in New York. I didn't have anything going on in New York or anything like that. But here's what I remember 25 years ago. I remember going to the Georgia football game. They canceled it. They kicked it back in, and things happened. Kind of like the game we have this Saturday, but I just remember the respect we have for the nation,
right?
Everybody coming together, and I remember that next day. I'll tell you this: that Bon Jovi, when they came on for the NFL and played that song with when John Bon Jovi and Tambori played that song, "God Bless America." That I was crying the whole thing. So. That for sports reminds me, but I just wanted to call in because I really, like I said, I'll call you when the year gets really going.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love you. And
thank you, Greg.
But,
love you too. Thank you. Appreciate that.
But that's what I remember for this day. And I wanted to call in for 25 years for this. So.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, it's amazing, Ramona, the shared experiences, and it's sad that it takes a horrific terrorist action to sort of bring us together. You know, we are a great melting pot of people. And it seems like, it just seems like that when we aren't facing terrorist attacks, that we should be able to get along a little better perhaps than we do. Maybe this,
that's true.
Yeah, maybe this is a good time to remember that, because we're all Americans. And post 9/11, there were no colors, creeds, whatever, no loyalties. We were all no parties. We were one party. We were one people. But you know, there's still a lesson there at the end of that, and the lesson is, you know what? It's the Charlie Daniels song that from a million years ago where he said, you know, we might fight amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. And that's still the case today. We may fight amongst ourselves, but you friggin' outside people best leave us alone. Because otherwise, you will get the boot up your A. Where are we going here? Well, let me get Trent in here. I think he was next. Trent, how are you, Trent?
Well, how's it going?
Good, Trent. Appreciate you getting in.
I got a couple things. It'll be quick.
Yeah,
first off,
good?
God bless America. I'll never forget. You know, we'll put a boot in their ass. It's the American way.
That's right.
But, you know, real quick, I mainly called to talk about the Braves.
Yeah, yeah.
But I tell you what, Walt, if I ever have a kid and he turns out to be a good ball player, I'd let him go to Bowling Green before I'd let him go to Clemson until they figure out this offense.
That was a left turn there, Trent. I thought we were going to the Braves. So yeah.
It's atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good. That's for sure. 3 first downs with 5 minutes left. Not good.
But yeah, what do you think about the Braves postseason, Walt? You think they can make a run, or is the pitching just too bad?
See, that's my concern, Trent. My concern is starter number two. That's my concern. I think there's still a hole there. And you know, you're going to get in the playoffs, and you're going to wind up facing the Dodgers or Milwaukee at some point. And I'm a little concerned that both those teams are better. But I think the Braves certainly have a chance. There's no question they have a chance. But I'm a little concerned with the pitching.
I got you. Well, I appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Trent. Good talking to you. Yeah, I mean, that's my concern. Look, I have never believed in Bryce Elder, and I still don't. I just don't. I would like to believe in him. He's had a career year, but at playoff time, look, the guys who win at playoff time throw hard. They throw hard. You know, that's why, you know, Greg Maddux is one of the greatest regular season pitchers of all time, but the Braves' best postseason pitcher was John Smoltz. It wasn't Greg Maddux. And that's just a fact. And it's because, you know, John Smoltz threw hard, and that matters at playoff time. It always has. And Bryce Elder worries me. I don't trust him, and I'm not going to trust him. Jason Bingle, John and Dre, I'm coming right to you. Do not move.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Listen up, South Carolina. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. And this September, DraftKings is giving customers the opportunity to get boosted every football game day, all month long. DraftKings customers can get a profit boost on select football games. One app, every sport, all 50 states. New DraftKings customers sign up with the code 1055THEROAR. Spend just $5 and get 200 in total rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 1055THEROAR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC-registered futures commission merchant. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50.